There's a Gemara in where's the Gemara in Brachos? I think it says the other way around. There's a steer. The Kaima, the one in Makkah says the Kaima got me, Kaima Mikama, Sefer Torah, like Kaima Mikama, Gavra Rabba. There the pshat is that the tipshus over there is that the Gavra Rabba, the person has to realize that a Talmud Chacham is learning Torah is Niskal, is a Torah itself. That's the word. In other words, what's a Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah is Klaf, with Isis of Kedusha. Talmud Chacham is at least a goof of a boss of a dam, he's not even a goof of a behemoth. And he's Kulei Oisius. So the tipshus over there is to realize that a person, that's what we're discussing over here, that the yichud that a person can come with Torah is the yichud. A person can come Kulei Elikus, a person can come a shtigetlichkeit, ani amarti elikim atem, uvnei elan kulam ematem Torah, ani amarti elikim atem. Torah makes a person, just like a sefer Torah is klaf with Oisius. Talmud Chacham is a goof with Oisius.
So Oisius that he learned.
Oisius, he's full of Oisius. So Pshat is some Amela. To look at a Talmud Chacham and say he's a man that learns Torah, that's tipshus. A Talmud Chacham is not a man that learns. I'm talking about the Talmud Chacham, the Torah calls the Talmud Chacham. He's a shtick Torah. He's a shtick fai. He's a shtick Torah. He's a shtick Torah. You know, Chaim Kanievsky is a man that learns Torah. Chaim Kanievsky is a shtick fai. He's a shtick Torah. Eish chayr al gabi eish levana. Somebody doesn't stand up for that. Somebody doesn't realize that Torah, the whole tachlis of Torah is the hiskashrus. Hiskashrus means that the nukva becomes echad with the zacha. He becomes getlachka. Ani amarti lekim atem. That's the tipshus.
Is he greater than saying
Avada? That's the Maral says. That's the whole machlek is how to view Talmud Chacham. Elisha Novi used to come to the Isha Shinamis, so she made him Nasla Aliyah Katanas. The Machlek is Mugan, Rav Shmuel was the Aliyah on the same floor, was the Aliyah on the higher floor. Says the Maral, that's the Hatibi Misiach is the Talmud Chacham. One hand you want to get Haimish and you want to watch him. On the other hand, you have to know Talmud Chacham is Nivdal. That's the Machlek is. Should he build a room on that and a different story? He's that's Elikus. You can't have him on the same story. You can't have him on the same. Oh no, you spit. He's in of his Kashrus to Talmud Chacham. That was they're both emes, but that's the thing I have to deal with. So Hashem lekechotira, the rabbis told me the chachamim. The pshat is you can be marba. Es Hashem lekechotira, you can be marba told me the chachamim, because that's the tachlis and the hiskashrus that the Talmud Chacham has. The hiskashrus, the Torah makes you one with the Torah. One with the Torah is one with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the ikatachlis of Torah. A person should become achid. So you're looking at a person, you're not seeing a person. You're seeing ramach mitzvus esay. You're not seeing ramach ivarim. You're not seeing Shasa Gidim, you're seeing Shasa Mitzvah Loisase. So a person is the Torah itself. That's the tipshus. That's coming with this mamish, the Yisad that we're saying over here. If a person looks at it as Nifrat, so a person looks at himself as himself, and then he learns. So it's to the Shnei Dvarim Nifratim. So why should I get up for him? I get up for the Torah. Torah is Torah. He is a man. Say it, he learns Torah. That person could think that is a tipish. A person could think that realizes kilo his asoga only goes as far as that a person liked the Zelda mensch and they learned Torah. And that's the greatest tipishness in the world. The whole tachlis of Torah is aniyamati lekimate. A person can come a shtik lekus. A person can come a shtik Torah. That's the and then taki is nishka mensch. So Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is Hashem lekechatir. Rabbis tamid echachamim. His Rakiva is not a Nishka Mensch. Kol Yom Ha'isim, it's tired. He doesn't belong down here. This is Nishka Mensch. Every day is Mitztayr. Every day is Mishtoikik from a serious Nefesh. You're going to get burnt alive. What's going to get burnt? My flesh? Rabbi Kiva was a shtick fire. Rabbi Kiva is scared of the Romans. Rabbi Kiva is a shtick fire. That's what Torah makes a person into. So it's Rabbi Kiva Kandashin. The one who's Kula Niskal in the Makar. Kula choishek, kula niskal into the makor has been zoicher to the darg of ishtek gufa. In the ruchnistic sense, ishtek gufa is a shtikalekus. Is a shtikalekus. Every minute down here is very difficult for him. In other words, he at zchoisker in it, he purified himself to such a level where he couldn't stay down here anymore. So that's taka tipish to think that a person can become ashtik Torah. I remember in Hanover and Maseret Shlomo Fischer, you know, he's all the Boki Ot Mamish Gon Oilam Mechala Torah Kula Mamish. I remember when he comes to Maseret for Shabbosim. So when he had an Aliyah, your Mamish felt like, you know, I looked at him like he's, you know, Eken Hoban Aliyah, you know, like she's ashtik Torah. a whole line of people. One person asking when you're a day after, another person asking him on this, and somebody else asking him on this. And he's a Baki in all the Kabbalahs for him. He's a Baki B'chala Torah Kula already for 30, 40 years. When you see him having an aliyah, it's called Mensch, who's Mevarach ala Torah. It's the Torah itself. And somebody doesn't see that, it's a tipish. That's the Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu is a mensch who's learned Torah. Whoever would say that about Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest tipish. Oh, he hasn't said Pekeach Ivrim with the right kavana. Moshe Rabbeinu is a shtik Torah. Yeshua understood that. Yeshua wanted to be in the skull. Moshe Rabbeinu is loy mosh. That's a ganze zach. That's a iskashus to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The greatest discussion is when the Bria becomes one with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the greatest discussion. You're not looking at a Bria anymore, you're looking at the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the discussion. That's the Helig Alter Rebbe said, Yom Petir Asai. He doesn't see a Bria, he only sees a Likus. That's the discussion. It's the same thing. It's like a person saying, I see a Bria. On that day, the Balatani would tell him, Tipish, you're not seeing a Bria, you're seeing a Likus. It's exactly the same Nakuda. That's the Tachlis Iskashus. That's the whole Tachlis Abriya. Everything should become one. Torah is Miskasha. Torah makes all Bria into one. It becomes one Zach. Tipish is, as Rashbi said, Tipish is the one who's Oisik B'chai Shah instead of being Oisik B'chai Elam. Rashbi came out of Ma'ara. He wasn't a Yid, was Len Zoya. He was a shtik Aniyamati Lakimatim. He sees an Adam being miskasha with Adama, with Avodas Adama. That's the tipish kilo kafid argosai. So these people can't stay around. Some people are dangerous to have around. Another Aviyu, the same. These are likustik kazachn. These are bechnes aniyamati lakimatim. So they're living in a world where they can only see a complete iskashus. If they see that there's still a musik of Chai Shah, it's supposed to be miskal the Chai Shah into the Chai Olam. Still a musik of Chai Shah, tipshim shabayilam. And that's the same Gemara. You don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. You're looking at a Bria, and you're not looking at Likus. Tipshim shabayilam. You have to see the iskashus. That's why it's a Gemara Makkos. Ad Hakor. Hakor is Batisha. The Zivuk, Shnei Devar Mamin Agdim Zela. Al Zeh, Misha Isak in Olam Nema, Zachati Lachal Chesed Nurayich, Vatzlem HaChesed, Shishpata Waisan Ma'urim Na Mitzvah Zemasan Toivim. Late to finish. Avas kulei saich. Shemach mazahava sisa v'neskalalta imam k'tei ladbikom helai l'saknam mechurbosom v'zeh lechtech acharai pamidbo. Moridei gazach no'raich means those who are no'urim in amitzah zemas and toivim. And avas kulei saich, he went into them k'tei ladbikom helai l'saknam mechurbosom. See, that's the mamish tzav ha'shoah. Take Yidden who are looking at this world as being an olam which is nifra from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you take these Yidden, Zacharti lo Chesed Nurayich. You take the Yidden who are in the Urim and Amitzvah Zemas and Toivim, and you see the lack of his kashrus. You see the lack of you see the tipshus of Dora, tipshus of people who never dovak to the Sitra Achra. They're looking for other things. That's the greatest avoider is the beginning of Zacharti lo Chesed Nurayich, Chesed that you can do with Yidnu Meurim and Meurim in a mitzvah zemas and toivim. And the Havas Kulesayich, you make them into a kala. You make them, you stick them, you cling them, you cling them back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest avoider. Tzuloim achaz da amidnes velachta achrai kaderek shasisi b'amid bo b'eretz lezeru ha'shon asati satoir kach ata o ishpat alamokem chorov v'yovish. Peldi gazach, Bunchlam gave us the Torah in the Midbar to teach us that what do we have to do with the Torah? We have to take it to people who are bechinas stuck in the Midbar, and we have to be madbig them. We have to stick them black, glue them back to the Rabbi Nishalayim. The Midbar is a mokum where it's empty, Torah v'voyu. And there we got the Torah. And then what do we have to do with the Torah? We have to take the Torah to every mokum that's Torah v'voyu. You have to take the Torah to every single yid that's Torah v'voyu. And you have to be mekasher and back on the day of Torah. You learn Gemara with a Yid. You learn Torah Akadosha with a Yid. So you're taking a Yid who's a Midbar Shmama and you're giving him the Torah. Anaya Kabbalah Satoyah. Pachadik Azach. And that's what he says. Ilav Hayyayma. Kama Yosef have a Beshukah. In other words, it's empty now. Now that there's a Torah. So the Shuk is empty. People are coming back now. People are Miskasha back to their Bain Shalom. Ilav Hayyayma. It's Torah Bavayu. It says Yidin who haven't been Zaycha to Torah. They're living a life of Torah Bavayu. They're living a life of Mamish Amidbosh Mama. They're living in the Midbar. And every time you learn Torah with them, it's Mamish Me'ain. Bayerid Hashem. Bain Shalom comes down into the Midbar, into them, and gives them the Torah. And that's the Hoytzi Yaakov Mizoylo. Somebody who's Zoylo Mesoyve, Ben Soyer, Bechinus Ben Soyer Meir, and you go and you learn Torah, Veshocha Zikne Eroi, and you take him to the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik learns with him Torah, and the Tzaddik penetrates an idea and a warmth and an ava, a love for the Torah, Abdoshev, the Heilige Torah, and for the Heilige Bashefer. So then it's Mamisha Kabbalah Satorah. It's Meir Dikazach, Meir Dikazach, Meir Dikazach. So Nagelia and the Yoma, the Kabbalah Satoira of Purim, the Kabbalah Satoira's Kimo Kibla Yehudim, is the Kabbalah Satoira to take Yidin who Nan and Misadosan Shal Achashverosh. Yidin who was sitting there in Sudas Achashverosh with all the glamour, with all the wealth, was a shtik midbah, was a shtik shmama, that's all it was. And you take them and you give them the Torah and Makimo Kibla Yehudim, it was a fresh Torah in Misina, it was a fresh Torah in Midbah Sinai. Paldikazach. The oilam kafi shehi, the oilam azeh kafi shehi is the oilam azeh, which is with all the beauty and with all the everything, with all the cheshik and all the taivas that there are in the world. A person has to use that taiva to be miskasha to their bainshla. A person has to use the hiskashas to learn Torah, to be miskasha. All the yitzahara that he has that's been created for the Torah, channel up to the bechinas Torah.